you can enjoy this Fifi, Dave, Feb and Byron catch-up wherever you are in Victoria or the world. And with over 25 stores across Victoria, there's a Spotlight close to wherever you are. Your next party starts at Spotlight.
Suburb v Suburb.
Today, it's
Melbourne CBD
taking on
Brighton.
Brighton. We couldn't quite get the robot to say it the right way. This is a popular segment, and normally we pit one suburb up against another. We wanted to put my suburb, Melbourne 3000, the CBD, up against Feb's suburb, Brighton. We thought that'd be a great idea.
Well, firstly, it's a wonderful segment. I completely endorse the segment. I have one major issue with it, that the CBD is not a suburb, Byron.
You can live there.
Yeah, you live there. You know what it is? It's a central business district.
Where am I living? I live there.
Yeah, I get it. But it's a central business district. It is disqualified from the segment suburb versus suburb.
Look at urban trends. You're seeing a lot of people moving into the city. It's a great way to live. It's the only way I've ever lived since I've lived in Melbourne.
Technically, by the definition in the dictionary, it is a district.
So Brighton v the CBD is the suburb off, and pretty much every suburb in Melbourne just absolutely love that horses banger. I've got a little feedback for you, Boxy. From Honky at Melton South.
Yes.
One of my teammates. That beats all Boxy's bangers so far. She needs to lift her game. Give it to him.
Honky, give it to him. A couple of things. He's replayed the same banger, I believe, three times. That doesn't count. I mean, I could keep playing. What is one of my bangers? Inter Club. That was great
that
yesterday.
That was great yesterday, although it was for a children's birthday party, and many said it was distasteful. But that's okay.
The lyrics were inappropriate, and I apologise. I hadn't thought that through. But anyway, okay, I'll accept this, that you've gone and planned the show, Byron. I would not have let the CBD in as a suburb, but let's think of it as a suburb for a second.
You've got to represent. Give us a call if you live in the city. I know my people, the people who live in the city that would be listening right now.
Let's start this. I'll be the adjudicator. So, Byron, you live in the CBD. Fev, you live in Brighton. We'll start with Byron because Fev's about to have a piece of his bacon wrap. So, Byron, support and defend your suburb.
Oh, I want to go shopping. What should I do? Don't need a car because everything's so close. I'll just walk to Emporium, Bourke Street Mall, QV and various other shops.
Mention
You're
all
welcome.
Restaurants. I mean, you've got every...
I'm just saying, that's just one scenario. I can't give them all at once.
Because you can't drive in the city because it'll take you 4 hours.
Oh, environmentally
good.
Friendly.
Oh, good.
And even if you walked, it'd still take you long.
Oh, exactly.
Walking, really good for your health, great cardio. What a way to live.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you've got.
That's all you've got.
I've got lots, but I'm not going to... We'll be here all morning.
It's like a debate.
What's Feb got?
Brighton.
Enough said.
Yep.
131060. That was dreadful. Give us a call if you're from Brighton or the city. 131060. You don't think anyone's even going to call.
Well, the lack of passion you have for your own suburbs, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it's a multicultural, diverse... There's nothing I can't do. I don't even have to leave the 3000 postcode. I only leave to join you guys here in South Melbourne.
What about the fact that...
It's about three blocks
what
up.
What about the fact that your living arrangement is the size of this studio?
Okay.
And
you've squeezed a bed and a lounge room in the same room.
Pretend it's a penthouse.
There was a big point you said, Byron. You said, I don't even need a car. But when you travel outside the CBD,
rental,
it's costing you money.
Okay, $648 on the Fox.
How do you get anywhere?
Fev, you win.
Silly.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Suburb v Suburb.
Today, it's
Melbourne CBD
taking on
Brighton.
Siri cannot say Brighton. That's appalling. Now, this is a controversial one, boys, though, because you did decide to do this before I stepped in here at 6:30.
Yeah, you're running a bit late.
So, it sounded like I was running late. Feb, your suburb, Brighton, where you live in the Central Business District, which isn't a suburb, but we've let it through.
It's got its own postcode.
Byron, and we're about to decide who lives in a better place.
We are, and I was just out outside getting in some fresh air, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm a family man, I've got kids, and the schools in Brighton are top notch. CBD?
Well, what are you having there?
Well, my situation is different because my son's actually in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you don't have schools.
Speak on behalf of your suburb.
Well, I'm not a parent actively parenting in the suburb of Melbourne CBD.
Bow, bow.
I would imagine on the fringes of the city you'd have access to a range of good schools.
Yeah, CBD is not real good for kids to live in. Yeah. No backyards, nowhere to play.
Oh, the tan's pretty big.
Oh, you just send them down. Send
you could have a hit. You could hit
Lenny
cricket ball.
And Lulu, I'm just going down to the tan, Dad. Yeah, sweet. See you soon.
Fitzroy Gardens, beautiful gardens there, just outside the MCG. Yeah. Plenty of places to play for the kids.
Yeah.
Docklands.
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 Have a little play in the Docklands.
Let them play around the water. No, Byron.
Cameron from Brighton. Welcome to the show, Cam, and get stuck in and defend your suburb.
Well, I don't actually live in Brighton, but I coach two junior teams down in Brighton, and it is probably one of the nicest suburbs I've ever been to in Victoria.
Well done, Cameron.
And I have a furniture removalist, so I've seen pretty much all of Australia. And Brighton is probably one of the top three places I've ever been to.
We've got a little building you might know called Fed Square.
Yeah, no, it doesn't compare to Brighton.
Okay, no, fair enough. Flinders Street Station.
It.
No,
okay.
Too many people, Byron.
The Yarra.
Brighton's in the lead. Jared in the CBD. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, Jared. Byron needs a lot of help right now. Can you help him out, Jared? Talk about how good it is.
I'm 100% on Byron's side. I'm from New Zealand, so I've seen some pretty beautiful part of the world as well. But the CBD, you know, I get to take my girlfriend out every night, go for a lovely walk, or even if I don't want to go into the city, I can pretty much drive anywhere because it's so central to everything.
I mean, great for a date. Don't get me wrong. I hear what Jared's saying.
My whole life is a date. I live where you go to dates. I live there.
Yeah, I'm just going to go three blocks for dinner and you drive and it takes you 4 hours.
Off to Queen Vic Markets to do your fresh food shopping. Fantastic.
Hey, Byron, how do you live without a lawn?
I have a balcony with lots of succulents.
With three flower pots.
Do you remember
in
what
there?
Grass looks like?
I think we've got fake turf on the rooftop.
And I should be impartial. Lee in Brighton. Hi, Lee.
How are you going?
Lee, are you in for Brighton or the CBD? It's a smackdown.
Well, I actually live in Bowen Heads, but any town's better than the CBD. It's 40 minutes to travel 5 k's.
That's why you don't drive. So you guys, you're thinking it's a dated way to view the world, Fev.
You can walk around any other suburb as well, my friend.
Well, it takes a while.
It may be a dated reference, Byron. You may be thinking that the people are out of touch, but they have spoken and ding, ding, ding. Brighton beat the city.
They didn't offer one reason to live in Brighton. Not
one.
You said nothing.
I don't need to. Just Brighton itself. But
arrogant.
Where's one of the best breakfasts and cafes you've ever been to?
Grain Store, just around the corner from my house on Flinders Lane and King, is fantastic.
And what about the one in Brighton?
That's very good, actually. St. Martin's, probably the best breakfast I've ever eaten.
There you go.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
You started a little bit late this morning, Fifi, because of your sore throat. Wow, Fev, he really stepped up. He really showed leadership, and he was actually quite inspiring this morning, weren't you, Fev? I mean, just talking to producers, getting them up and about.
Yeah, I was. And so I was having my usual chat with Caitlin about just things you do, you know.
It's just great chatting with Caitlin.
Just after you leave the studio yesterday or Rod, Margaret Court Arena, and then what happens in your day so we can talk about it on the radio the next day. And it's Caitlin's second last day. She's been promoted. She's going to another show.
To be a better
better
team, better producer.
better on-air talent. So she's just really stepping up in the world. And she was really happy. Like, this is her last time. She's got two more days of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do breakfast radio. And she doesn't have to get me any Jaffles anymore. And I buy her a coffee every morning, but she won't get that. But
we might look after her. I don't drink coffee.
I did say to her, sometimes, Caitlin, you got to swim through the shit to get to the clear water.
Well, hang on a second. I don't even mind the quote or the language involved in it.
Well, you can't say poo because it doesn't have the same effect.
You can.
No, you can't.
Okay. No, but Fev, you know, but by saying that, you're inferring that we, this show, this team is...
We're the sewage.
Right, got it. Okay.
And now she's popped her head and she's in clear water.
I like it. I mean,
she's had to go through us to get a promotion. Now she's gone bang. She's just moving on. So, inspirational quote time.
Inspiring as we might
have. Certainly hasn't inspired me.
Not for us, but for Caitlin, mate, up and about.
Have you, now that we've sorted Caitlin out and she's off to greener pastures, any chance you could inspire me?
Sometimes there's a fork in the road.
Oh, that's it.
No, no, he's pausing.
The suspense.
Oh, suspenseful pause, Byron. Don't ruin it.
Sorry about that.
Yep. Just go back to the fork.
Yeah, just there's a fork. It just depends what lane you want to take. Do you want to go down the middle and just be there? Do you want to go down the wrong side and be naughty? Or do you want to go down the good side and have a good life? When you get to the end of that fork, it's up to you to make that decision.
But I think you want me to do that other one, the good life one, don't you? Because the naughty one sounded fun too.
Well, it's up to you.
Also, traditionally, fork in the road is just one of two options.
No, because
it's a fork. It's three. It's three-pronged fork.
Oh, my God.
In fact, there are four-pronged forks.
Okay.
I think forks are more often four-pronged than three-pronged.
Byron, you can be in the middle and just go, oh, yeah, I can do that, I can do that, and I can be a sheep and I can just follow. Or I can.
You can be even-keeled and happier. And
you can either go one way, which is not good, went down that road. I did a U-turn on that fork, come back and went down the good one.
Definitely no. If you were doing a U-turn analogy, I'd use a spoon.
Yeah,
because that
point.
That has a U-turn at the end.
Right at the end of the fork, I went around it.
Okay.
It was a tight turn.
Right.
It was a 4-point. It was a 4-point.
You did a U-turn on a prong.
Yeah, it was a 4-point turn.
That's unbelievable. Call us up right now. We need inspirational quotes, original ones like the one that Fev just. I mean, that was poetry or whatever you've got that gets you up and about. Inspire us, Melbourne.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
Everyone needs a pep talk from time to time. Fev came in this morning with a great pep talk, talking about the fact that this show was sewerage and and that Caitlin, our producer, who's leaving, is going off to the clear water.
What did she have to do to get to where she needed to go by going through our show and going to another show?
To a better place?
No. See, you've missed... You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So say it again.
You people are silly.
Just so we can get our head around it.
You're a silly man, Byron.
Inspiring.
That has inspired me.
When you hang around with gooses, soon people can't tell the difference.
That's a good one. I mean, you definitely didn't make that.
Anyway, the one that he won't repeat was something about you've got to swim through the
sewage
to get to the clear water. So the clear water is the other show that she's going to, and the shit is us.
I wasn't talking about shows, Byron. I was just trying to get a poor girl up who's going to be really miss having me around.
Anyway, everybody needs to be referred to as sewerage from time to time. So Dylan from Wantirna South. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, how's it going?
You're not bad, Dylan. A bit of a tough Thursday, is it? You know, have you got some words of wisdom for anyone in Melbourne who's struggling a bit and needs a push?
Yeah, life is not a waiting room.
Oh, good. That's great. I love it. I've got another one for you. I'll go with you on that one, Dylan. Life is not a rehearsal.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, now Fev's going to go somewhere else, and I have a feeling it's to Alabama.
Are you about to do a Forrest Gump?
Yes, he is.
That took him longer than normal. He normally gets one away by about 10 past 6. How on earth have you made Forrest? What's Forrest Gump's?
Come on, here we go. Go. What's life?
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Jenny.
Right, can we just get the chalkboard out? That's one quota for today, a Forrest Gump quote.
Can we get Dave back as quickly as possible?
Peter and Mernda. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Pete. Pete, what's a quote to get us up and about today?
No, I think you got it all wrong.
Good quote.
Yep, hang on. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Life is like a pubic hair on a toilet seat. Sooner or later, you get peed off.
Beautifully said. Not one of these favourites.
I know it's our producer's second last day, but come on.
Well, it was very like yours. Pete, thank you for that. We appreciate every contributor to this show, Pete. And
all right.
Look, very much like yours. You're the one who started Sewerage Chat and got us in the toilet.
Now we're peeing things.
Wow. Seamus from Spotswood. Hi, Seamus.
How you going?
Yeah, not bad, Seamus. You're very relaxed. You're very chilled. I like that. I like that you're probably going to give us some sort of inspiring quote. Is that right?
We'll see what we can do.
It's not toilet-based, is it?
No, it's not toilet-based today.
Okay, Seamus, what do you got?
A great way to be happy is to keep smiling.
Yep.
No, I love it, Seamus. Your phone broke up slightly. Was that? Can we get it once more, Seamus?
Great way to be happy.
Yep.
Is to just keep smiling.
Perfect. Yeah. You know what, Seamus? I think that is the wisest thing I've heard today.
Yeah.
Can I say one that's probably wiser?
Oh, okay, please.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we were out on a high with that one.
Well, Byron, just surrender to what is. Let go of what was. Have faith in what will be.
It's beautiful. Can I please... let everyone know that he was Googling that while Seamus was telling his boss.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
To wake up this morning and find out that a flight, a Malaysian airline flight, was turned back shortly after takeoff following a security incident. This disruptive and threatening passenger. Terrifying to have been on that flight. And we're crossing now to Claudia Lipinski from McLeod. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Now, Claudia, you were on that flight. Can you tell us firsthand what you saw?
So the flight had just taken off and the cabin was all dark because it was a nighttime takeoff. And pretty much we heard a woman screaming, help me, help me, help me. And then a lot of commotion and a flight assistant screaming, this man is a danger, this man is a danger, someone stop him, someone stop him. Oh. And then a lot of passengers proceeded to jump and restrain him and get him in a chokehold. And yeah, the work of the passengers and the flight crew was incredible. Like, it was just amazing. Everyone remained pretty calm considering. And yeah.
So, Claudia, it's Fev here. I just read a few of the articles that have surfaced in the last couple of hours. So he was at the front of the plane and he was holding a device and then ran down to the back of the plane. Is that right? And then...
Yeah, so I was sitting at the back of the plane. So he was restrained eventually at the back of the plane. And that was where we could see it all. And he was down there for 2 hours.
And is it true he was yelling out, I've got a bomb and I'm going to blow the plane up?
No, that's not true. There's word that he was mentioning that he did have something threatening, but it wasn't those words. It wasn't, I have a bomb. Yeah.
Claudia, terrifying. I mean, that is honestly someone's, any flyer's worst nightmare. What's happening now? Where are you? And what is going down at the airport?
Yeah, so we've been here at the airport, just in some hallways, actually. We haven't been allowed to move. The police have been... questioning everyone, getting statements, everything like that, and we had to leave all of our belongings on the plane. I only have my phone, which is about to die. I don't have a passport, wallet, money, anything. But we have just been told that the plane is no longer a crime scene, so they're now working to get everyone their luggage, their bags, and connecting flights or rides home or hotel rooms.
So, Claudia, for the last 8 hours, you've just been standing around without any possessions. And who's been looking after you? The ground staff at the airport? Or?
Everyone, pretty much everyone. There's been police, like big police, federal police, and lots of people at the airport, border security. It's been pretty amazing, but it's just been a slow process, unfortunately. When it happened, we still had signal in the air, and once the commotion started, I messaged my parents at 11:33 p.m. and I'm still here now.
And how are you? Obviously, there's connecting flights to go back to KL. Are you going to board that plane? Or are you too petrified to fly?
No, like I've flown a lot in my life, but just at this point, I want to go. I'm exhausted. I want to go home. And we were originally going to the Philippines, but we'd already had a bad feeling about the trip for some reason. And then this is just the perfect sign for us not to really continue. So we just want to go home and see our family.
Oh, understandable, Claudia. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
No,
you've had a really long, stressful night. Stay
safe. We're all
safe,
and that's the main thing.
Good stuff, Claudia, Melbourne girl, 20-year-old.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yes, so, Boxy, earlier on, when you weren't in for the first sort of half an hour and sore throat, poor little munchkin.
I know. I had some lemon sip, though, some honey and lemon, and I'm all firy now.
So we were searching for content. And I wanted to bring this up. This is a story that happened on Tuesday, but obviously we couldn't bring it up because of the big party yesterday and probably the wrong forum to bring up the topic I'm about to speak of. And it was young Alex Fasolo for Collingwood who has stepped away from the game for because of depression, mental health issues. And I was stating earlier on that, I went through that back in 2009 and 2010, where I ended up in a mental clinic in New Farm for, close to 70 days. So obviously dealing with a lot of issues with gambling and drinking and obviously had depression, which for a big footballer, that life was going really well. I found it really hard to open up and speak to people about it because I thought they'd think less of me and thought that I was weak. So it wasn't until I went in there and realised that, you know, you've got to deal with these things and speak about your problems, it became a lot easier for me. But back then, I got hammered in the paper and I was front page. And when I was in the New Farm clinic, I was saying to Byron that They have categories. So there's a 4, 3, 2, 1, what level you're at. And when you first go in for the first week or two, you're on a level 4, which is suicidal, your 24-hour watch. Yeah. And then you work down to a 3, a 2, depends how model citizen you are, I suppose, yeah, in the clinic. And when you get down to a 1, you can go out. And so I was going out for lunch with a couple of the boys just to see them and get around blokes. So you get back to normality in life. And when I was going out, I had news reporters following me, chasing me, taking photos. And when you're dealing with that sort of stuff, you don't need reporters breathing down your neck and taking photos and plastering it all over the paper. And in 7 years, it's come so far in the way that how the media and news outlets and all the above are respecting people's privacy. You know, we saw the Buddy Franklin a couple of years ago, just died, and people said, let him do what he, let him go get help and let him, get healthy. And same with Alex Fasola, it's not plastered all over the paper. We saw Mitch Clark a couple of years ago as well go through the same things. And I think football these days it's 24/7. It's on all the media outlets. Mm. There's trolls on the internet and Twitter and Facebook, and they write posts and they bag players and they say good things and bad things. And I know when I played, that I said a lot. I used to read all the stuff when I come home from footy. Like, we play a night game, I'd be there at 2 o'clock reading like the big footy stuff and what people were saying about. And Alex would be like, "What are you doing?" Yeah. And I'm like, "I don't know. You just want to read it." But now, especially for young players, because the social media is just so prevalent, it's everywhere, and they read that, and it is hard. But people are accepting it now and saying, "Yes, you have a problem. Go get help." And they're encouraging people. And for Alex Fasola to come, you know, he's a big time footy player, to go, "Yes, I have a problem," is amazing for other people that look at him and they think, "Oh, you know, he's a role model. Maybe I have some issues I need to speak about." Mm. So I just thought it was a great, it's great that he's come out publicly and done it and gone to get help, because it might encourage, you know, if he helps one person or two people, three people, it doesn't matter. It's out there now, and absolutely, people can relate and say, "Well, I've got those issues as well. I need to get help." So yeah. I was saying hats off to him and good luck to his recovery.
And I think, just on you for a second, Fev, I think what's really important about your story and the fact that you've shared it very openly is that, and I remember you, I didn't know you, but I remember when you were party boy and Fev and you were all over social pages and, "Oh, what a life Brendan Favola has." I don't think many people were prepared for when you shared the state you were in. I think that is a great example of, you can be a high-flying footballer or celebrity. It's not all fun, and we all have our own demons to deal with.
You're 100% right, Boxy. And the interesting thing for me was a lot of his teammates had no idea, because he's very bubbly, and I've heard him on radio before. He's, you know, he's out there. He has a lot of fun. And that's very similar to my personality, where no one that I played footy with had any idea, because I'd go home and I'd be flat and you can't pick it.
No.
And because people hold it in, because you're too scared to let it out, because you think of what people are going to think. So you sort of put this facade on. It's like a bubble. It's like, "Oh, I'm happy, happy, happy." But sometimes you're not happy. And it's just amazing that it's very similar to what I went through, because his teammates and his best mate had no idea. They come out and said yesterday, had no idea. And I think we played a grab from Al Clarkson, the Hawthorn coach. And I reckon 7 or 8 years ago, when I was going through this, a coach wouldn't have said this.
In Alex's case, but, you know, we're playing a very, very demanding game. And there's more challenges, it seems to me, in life now, whether it's to do with the footballer or just a normal citizen, that we've ever seen. And so overcoming those challenges isn't easy. So whether it's a footballer or whether it's just someone in mainstream life, they're things that we need to confront and be very, very delicate around the way that we manage those things.
And great words from Al Clarkson. It's bringing mental health and issues that people might have to the forefront, instead of people sitting behind a computer texting and bagging people for having issues. So
good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good stuff, really powerful stuff from Alex Solo, and hope he gets well.
Talk about it, I think, is the big 100%. One. And there are resources there, of course, the people around you. Lifeline is another resource as well, of course, 13 11 14.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Logan's 7th birthday party.
And here is all the action from what was our favourite ever day on this radio station.
on stage at Margaret Court Arena for Logan's 7th birthday. The atmosphere really starting to build here.
And it is officially going off. We have filled Margaret Court Arena with jumping castles, laser tag. There's Star Troopers, Star Wars characters, dinosaurs. Logan is a huge Star Wars fan and now a very special guest.
Wow.
Darth Vader, welcome to the show.
Join me. Wow. Galaxy.
Thank you, Darth.
Byron is dressed as a cockroach, so you look horrific.
Thanks. Right. Hey, we're getting lots of messages through us. Birthday messages for Logan. Here's another one.
Hi, Logan. This is your friend Seal from The Voice, wishing you a wonderful 7th birthday. I hope you have lots and lots of fun.
Hey, Logan, Carrie here from The Project. We just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, we hope you have an absolutely top 7th birthday, mate. Celebrating with your 1,000 friends.
1,000 friends. Yeah. Wow. I remember when I had 1,000 friends.
When was that?
But enough about me. Seriously, have a ripper birthday, Logan.
Logan, what's up? It's Kelly Rowland here, the Big 7. Happy birthday, boo. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, a member of Destiny's Child just sung you happy birthday.
Oh, got our jumping castle tester, Brendan Favola.
Probably some OH&S issues here. We will just check that the weight, because Fev would weigh in, I don't think he'd mind us saying it, around the
weight. Kind of slide.
130 mark.
130? You should say Fev weighs
money. There we go, he didn't hear that, thankfully.
Here he is, happy birthday, Logan.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, mate.
We do have a very special birthday surprise.
That's good.
Okay, now.
Who do you barrack for?
Who's your footy team?
There's somebody on the line who would like to say happy birthday to you. Are you there, mystery guest?
Hello, Logan.
Do you know who that is, Logan?
He's kind of trying to work it out.
He's trying to figure out who that voice is.
Dyson Heppel!
Dyson Heppel, Essendon captain, Dyson! Thank you so much for ringing in and wishing Logan happy birthday.
No, good on you guys. I'm stoked I could wish him a happy birthday. So it sounds like he's having a lot of fun down there.
G'day, mate.
And make sure that Fev doesn't eat all your birthday cakes.
We're going to do some gifts. Rip that open, buddy.
Darth Vader costume there. Cannon's brand new mirrorless camera. This is...
Xbox.
This is what I always wanted.
So Logan...
He's kissing his Xbox.
Logan's kissing his Xbox at the moment.
He loves it.
Logan's mum.
It's a roller coaster for me, emotional roller coaster. As a mum, this is all you ever want for any child. So when it's your child, that's... you know, this is happening for.
Yeah.
And, you know, my son doesn't have a lot of friends. Mm. My son doesn't.
He does now.
He does.
Now, Bass, as you just said, he's standing right next to you, ready to sing you happy birthday.
Okay, here we go. Happy birthday, dear Logan. Happy birthday to you.
Just an unbelievable morning. Had so much feedback, the comments on Facebook. Share the video too. Share the love. Fifi Dave Fev Byron. Just hundreds and hundreds of comments, feedback from people.
Beautiful morning. And to have so many kids in that room, obviously Logan celebrating his birthday, but so many kids there that and chatting with their parents all morning. For whatever reason, didn't have friends, don't get invited to parties, don't get to go to events and functions like that. It was so overwhelming. And 131060, if there are any mums or dads who came yesterday who would like to chat about what the experience was like for their kids who don't necessarily have friends and what that meant to them, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we would. And something that just touched me, and Sonna just told a story, our EP, our beautiful producer, said that she spoke to a mum yesterday and her son hates going to school, doesn't have any friends, never been to a birthday party, and sprung out of bed at 5:30 and was so excited to be there. And I'm like, that's exactly the message that we wanted to send across. And for kids to feel the way they did there, it was It was awesome.
Yeah. Look, I might not have a chance to make this point, so I'll make it really quickly now. I spoke to one mum who had two gorgeous kids who have problems making friends at school because they have peanut allergies. And kids sometimes just make stupid decisions because they're kids. As parents, right, even because, like, my son had been bullied, but now he's come through the other end and he's luckily one of the popular kids. So my attitude's changed as a parent now, where I say to my son, look out for the other kids who are in trouble the way you used to be, mate. So so be a leader. Is there anyone at school who you think looks a bit alone? Or so as parents, we should teach our kids to look out for the kids who are being left
and
alone.
And I think that's the biggest point is the parents. And I reckon with the kids with a peanut allergy, they'd be saying to their kids, steer clear of the kids just in case you've had peanuts or something that night. But then all of a sudden they just go, oh, we can't talk to them.
Yeah. So
they
just do everything except eat peanuts with them. There's a lot of other things you can do other than eat peanuts. So anyway.
It's especially think parents at home that just got to educate their kids.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Logan's 7th birthday party.
What a day that was yesterday. Margaret Court Arena jam-packed. So many businesses and wonderful charitable people around Melbourne who gave of their time and their services. And Logan had the time of his life, and Bev and Logan's dad, Dean, were just so touched by everybody who got involved. And the other thing that's really important about yesterday in the party was that it was not only for Logan, it was always supposed to be for other children who are excluded for various reasons, who don't necessarily have friends or get invited to parties. And we were, and I honestly would have spent an hour and a half crying, chatting with so many mums and dads who were just so grateful to see their child there, their son and daughter, who were involved and having the time of their lives. And we said, call through if you want to talk about how the experience was for you yesterday. And we've got Courtney from Melton. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning, Fifi. How are you?
I'm really well, Courtney. It was lovely to see you yesterday.
Thank you.
And did you, your little boy Logan, he was there and I met him, absolutely gorgeous Logan. How was the day for you, Courtney?
It was just so amazing. I saw a side of Logan that I have never seen in him before, where he was actually comfortable in an event like that and was speaking to other kids around him. There was one point he was getting his face painted and he just finished and this little boy came up to him and goes, hey, cool dude, I'm a creeper too, like you, from Minecraft. And my Logan said to him, oh, that's so cool. You want to be my friend? And the little boy's just instantly gone, yeah, I do. And they ran off together to go and play. It was just the most amazing thing ever. That's the first time that's ever happened to Logan.
Oh, Courtney, you're making me cry again.
I did. I teared up. And listening to your the run-through this morning from yesterday, I was in tears listening to that again.
Because I think, we're all parents here in the studio, and like you, Courtney, there is that feeling you get when your child, you watch or witness them be included in something and you get this sense of relief, and I don't know what that is, but it's this sense of, phew, somebody likes my child. And for mums or dads like yourself, Courtney, who never see that, oh, it's heartbreaking, Courtney, but we're so glad Logan had the best time yesterday.
Well, we're so glad we could come. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure. Courtney, thank you. And Katie's on the line from Woodend. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Really well. Katie, great catching up with you and your husband, who I'd met already yesterday.
Yes, you had a little while ago.
When I was on Sunrise, he and I got a photo on his fire truck.
Oh, hang on. Ooh. A bit of a fan.
Now, Katie, talk us through how yesterday the party went for you guys.
Oh, look, it was amazing. You met my eldest son, Aaron, yesterday. Say hi, Fifi.
Hi, Fifi.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, mate.
And, look, it was amazing. Normally, Aaron doesn't like leaving my side or my husband's side. He won't sort of socialise. And yesterday, I couldn't get him out of laser tag. I couldn't get him out of laser tag. It was amazing. And he was talking to the other children. And look, we couldn't last the whole time because it did get a little bit much for him. But I was just so proud of him because, you know, he's 9 years old. He hasn't been invited to any birthday parties unless it's like family parties or anything. And he's socially isolated at school, and it just moved us yesterday. And he went home last night and he went to bed and he just said, Mummy, I just had the best time of my life.
Oh,
so thank you so much for that, because it just, it means a lot.
Thank you, Dizzy, David, Seven, Byron.
Hey, Aaron.
Good on you. Aaron even knows my name. That's a breakthrough.
I know.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
So thank you, guys. You did an amazing job yesterday. And we met Logan yesterday and we had a chat with him. So it was just beautiful. So well done, guys.
Oh, Katie, it was easy. What we did was easy. And you know what? I was thinking this, and I'm just off the top of my head now, Fev. We should do that when you put the filter of inclusion over a party, the difference it makes.
Yeah.
Because the number of kids I had going, I want to go and make friends. I reckon we should have inclusion parties.
Yeah.
Maybe do an annual party like this. We just bring all kids together and say, let's all just include each other.
And the thing that got me, and we work here every morning, and I just think that I'm talking to you guys. So I'm having the time of my life. And you don't realise, I had so many kids come up yesterday and say they love listening to us in the morning. And it's probably Radio 101 that we know that people are listening, but I don't actually think that. I just talk and had parents saying, thanks for bringing me into your life. And I'm like, no, thank you for allowing us to speak every morning. And it's such a privilege to be able to do that every morning from 6 to 9. Like, we have a great job. And the fact that we can affect people's lives by talking about our lives and issues, and especially with the kids that aren't involved, to have all those kids there that don't have friends and don't go, and they listen to us in the morning to get them up and about.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bloody good, it's very privileged to be in the position.
Yeah, and people say thanks to us. It's like, we're just doing something that we love doing, and we're able to do something cool.
I'm pretty good at talking crap, so it's right down my alley, this job.
And if we can leave it on that note, because we're all still on a high from that day, and I think anyone listening, any mums or dads, but even brothers or sisters, any kids listening, that simple act of reaching out to somebody who looks like they're isolated or alone and maybe being victimized or bullied for whatever reason, just that very simple act of reaching out and saying, hello, hi, do you want to play? That changes another child's life. You've got kids who went to bed last night on a high smiling because they've never had that experience before.
For that 5 hours, we gave everyone was one. And we're all together. Mm. And and Melbourne and everyone was there. We all did that together. And all those kids would have gone to bed going, that was the greatest day I've had.
No,
it was great.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron on Facebook as well for the video. Comment, share the love, and we will come back with more after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
True Story with Hamish and Andy starts Monday, 7:30 on Channel 9.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron's
True Story, False Story.
Can't wait for this show to start. It will kick off Monday, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9, the boys Hamish and Andy. Which one of you two, Fifi or Fev, the best liar? We're going to find out in True Story, False Story.
I like it. Courtney from Mount Martha. Hey, Courtney.
Hi, how are you?
You're really well, Courtney. I'll ask you before we even begin. Who do you think's a better liar? Who do you think will be lying this morning?
I think you.
Wow.
Now, I take that as I'm flattered by that because Fev is such a good liar. Then I like that I might be in your league, Fev.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, here we go, Court. I will start.
And good luck, by the way. If you get this right, we fly you and your Bessie to Sydney. We put you up for the night. You get to see the first episode of True Story with Hamish and Andy, hosted by the boys themselves. So a great prize on offer.
Okay, amazing.
So, Court, do you think this is a real story? A few years ago, I'm going to say 2011... I found myself at a hotel sharing a buffet breakfast with Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
Was that a buffet breakfast?
Yeah, it was a buffet breakfast with Shia LaBeouf, and we weren't in the buff.
Okay.
What a wordplay.
Bit at the end.
Good story.
Yeah, it's a very short story and mildly disappointing.
Sorry. It's pretty good.
This is my story, Court.
Okay.
Back in 2008, Chris Judd had come to the club in 2007, and he was doing some plyometric stuff, which is trying to help you, like a lot of basketballers do it to help their leap.
You just taught me something.
To mark, yeah, plyometrics. Yeah,
no,
there
I never heard it.
Good anyway, deal. So he used to go down to the people that run Silvertop Circus, and I was like struggling with my leap as well. So I went and did it with him, and he was very good at it. And the Silvertop Circus asked us to be special guests on the trapeze, okay, bouncing at the Bentley Silvertop Circus on a Thursday night.
You and Juddy.
And we did it. I was horrific, but Juddy's good at everything he does.
Two stories there. Fifi having a buffet with Shia LaBeouf, or Fev and Chris Judd joining the circus.
Oh.
As a guest, not joining.
I don't know, Fev, you have so much detail.
I can add detail. What detail? I got detail.
What was the app for? Were you interviewing him or?
Yes, I was. It was for his movie Transformers. I think like one. No, it wasn't one. It was two or three, and we were in Russia.
Right.
At the Carlton, the Ritz-Carlton in Russia, just near Red Square. Is that enough detail?
I don't know. I feel like...
We're good, aren't we?
Yeah, you are.
Who's telling the truth? Who's false? True story, false story?
Okay, I think said story is true.
Boom, boom.
Oh, this hurts. Oh, I don't know what to say.
Oh, Courtney.
Oh, good story, though.
It was your, see, Courtney, he's an amazing liar.
Oh,
I've never come across someone that good.
Chris Judd and Feb joining the circus.
But you're like...
I made it sound believable.
You're like the Pied Piper.
Okay, we will play again tomorrow. Hamish and Andy, true story, false story, starts Monday, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9.
BB Dave Feb and Byron catch up was like the ultimate party for your ears. You can throw the ultimate party and make it yourself with a huge range of DIY baking and decorating essentials at Spotlight.